cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on September the 1st, 2009. The newcomers to the show should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, bookmark all the other sites I have up there, because there will be trouble with the big servers in the near future, I know, I've had in the past. If you bookmark the other sites, then you can always download the latest shows if anything happens. Plus, you can also, if you get sticking when you're downloading, it's because too many people are going into the com site at the same time. So if you try one of the other sites, it should be easier. There's cuttingthrough.jenkins.com. You'll see that on the front page. cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's also Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. And there's alanwattsentinel.eu. The last one is a European site, which has the same audios as the others, but it also has transcripts of quite a few of the shows written in the various languages of Europe for print up and to pass around to your friends. And I always tell people that this is probably the only show that where the listeners themselves bring me to them, because this is not a business. It's not an empire-building thing. It's not a career. It's really an urgency, something that must be done. That's why I'm on the air. And I depend upon you, the listeners, to keep me going. You can do it by buying the books and so on that I have for sale. There are different kinds of books. I don't go into the general, just the general histories of things. I show you how we've been conned for probably thousands of years, because people thousands of years ago, the founders have said this too, by the skulls of the same size skulls as we have today, and they certainly used them. And knowledge was very, very ancient, even in ancient times. So wise men have always been around who knew how to con the public. And that's really what history is. It's just minorities of elites, power mongers, bringing a system in to get everyone dependent on them called money. And once that's done, they simply ride on the backs of the public and guide the public wherever they want them to go, to gain more power for themselves. That's all we are, really. That's what history's all about. You never see in dramas, even fictional dramas or docudramas, as I like to call them today, how the peasants lived. It's just not exciting enough. It's always how the rich lived in the Middle Ages and royalty and so on, right up to the present. And really, to the historians, that's all that's important. And to those that rule the world, that's all that's important too. One peasant's exchangeable for another peasant, regardless of what country or groups of countries they're ruling over. So I go into different angles and show you how cons work throughout history and how coding works as well. Because these guys, like Albert Pike said, never speak so plainly as when they do in public. It's just that the public never understand what they're actually saying. Everything in the language is coded. So look into my site. You'll see how to buy the books, get the discs, and so on. You can also donate to me through PayPal, or you can send personal check or money order to me as well. Outside the Americas, MoneyGram's fine, Western Union, or cash. Some people just send cash. For those who get the disc burned and pass to them, write to me at Alan Watt, site 41, box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P3E4N1. And as I say, it's very important that you just keep it going if you're getting something out of what I'm saying. I don't dizzy you with UFOs or tell you to take drugs and get out-of-body experiences. I think there's different answers to this. You can understand what's going on. Back with more after these messages.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. The matrix is a good term, really, a good name for the show, because it's the reality that we've been given. All reality, it comes through a channel, you might say, censored and worked out by the big boys to make sure we all get the same indoctrination worldwide. That's what the global village is all about, to make sure we're all in Plato's cave. And again, even the Plato's cave analogy is very, very good to do with the matrix, because Plato gives you an example of people who were brought up in a cave, and that's all they knew was the cave. They couldn't turn around to see the entrance to the cave, so their backs always faced the entrance, and they saw the shadows of the sun as the sun passed the cave entrance every so often. And any animals outside, even people walking past, just cast shadows at the back of the cave. That's all they could see. So the reality was made up of philosophies and a kind of religion to do what caused all of these shadows and the movements that seemed to be in the backs of the cave. So their whole reality, the reason for life, for existence, etc., was all founded on the fact that they were born and raised in a cave. That's all they knew. Then one guy eventually broke free, got out into the big world and came back and says, you know, we're wrong about everything. 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 All the summaries about the causes of these shadows and so on and the shapes that we see in the back of the cave are all complete bogus. They're all wrong. And once he explained to them how the big world was, they wanted to kill him. for shattering the reality. Well, that's what the Matrix is too. It's no different than the news wires. There's two main news wires for the whole planet, really just one. And it's well understood, and it's published knowledge, that the Rothschilds own Reuters, the big one. And all the other newspapers take their stories from that. They also know what to avoid if they come across their own stories. Because if it's not authorized, you see, by Reuters, I call it Reuters because they route the news, then it might be dangerous to print something that's not in a Reuters story. So whatever you copy from Reuters is authorized, and so they feel safe with that, they run with it. That's how simple it is to give a whole world a reality. But they also use education. That's what UNESCO is for, the United Nations. And I've urged people to go into the writings of the first CEO of UNESCO and read what its actual goals are. It was to take over the entire educational system of the planet and to indoctrinate children into a totally different way of living, uncontaminated by their parents' old-fashioned moralistic ideas. Julian Huxley, that's the man, and you should get a hold of his books and read them thoroughly because he laid the future down straight for those who want to read his books. Big player. He sat in all the big think tanks that planned the next 100 years, even back then and beyond, as his brother did too, Aldous Huxley. You think about them, really, and I've gone through the Huxleys and how they're going right back to the Darwins and Sir Thomas Huxley, the best friend of Darwin, and how eventually they're intermarried, etc. And their descendants, all the same family's descendants, are still running the big think tanks today and the Optimum Population Trust for reducing populations. It's astonishing, really. And it's so funny, too, in a sense that we've all heard about nutcases and conspiracies for years and years and years, mentioning certain family names, etc., and only to find out that it's true. Because now everything really is out in the open. It's all true. It's just that nobody really cares now. That's the sad part about it. And as I said at the beginning of the show, that's all history is. It's just the stories of the continuities of certain families down through hundreds or thousands of years, riding on the backs of peasants whom they kept in line with the terror, basically. They used to have weekly beheadings. You get hung, then you get drawn, then you get quartered. Horrible deaths, just to make sure the peasants all got the message. And that's how the world has been run. Now it's run by psychology mainly, and propaganda, and plus a universal standard education system. That's what Lenin said they'd bring in, and Karl Marx had advocated it too. Lenin and Stalin said that they'd have to really pay the teachers very, very well indeed, and the police and the military, to keep everyone in check for this New World Order. And these are the terms they used, the New World Order. Stalin used it. So did Adolf Hitler. And then we find the Fabian, Mr. Brown used it, the Prime Minister of Britain, at the G20 meeting. It's up on YouTube. You hear him say it himself, the New World Order. Everybody who used that term in the past, when we quoted them, people would laugh at it because they wouldn't hear it on mainstream. It wasn't just that they couldn't hear it, it's just they don't hear anything that matters on mainstream. They're more into the trivia. That's what they remember, and Hollywood entertainment, and Michael Jackson, and so on. These people, of course, are the perfectly conditioned, the ones I'm talking about. This is what democracy hinges on, that most of the people can be conned completely, fooled, and brainwashed completely into their matrix, into their Plato's cave. It works very well. I've got an audio on my archive section on my website of Aldous Huxley giving a speech at Berkeley where he talks about the percentage of the population who are suggestible. And he said that simple suggestion works on about 20% of the public immediately, or even 40%, I think. Gave me 60%, but it's a big number. And then he said, with a bit more a bit more intense suggestion, another 20% will fall under. So it was 60, then it was 20. He says, but 20%, they have a hard time with the last 20% getting them to come under the spell of suggestion, which is like mild hypnosis. But most folk, let's say 60%, are instantly suggestible. They will question nothing that comes across the mainstream media. That's what Brzezinski was talking about in his book Between Two Ages, where he says people will be unable to think or even reason for themselves unless it's on the mainstream media. That's happened. And therefore, if you tell them something outside the box that's not on the mainstream media, they really will think you're crazy, because they do think the media, the mainstream television and the major shows, you see, they really do believe it's like part of the family, like it's a relative that's talking to them night after night on the news. They really do believe this. As they've never even considered they're being lied to. That's the majority of the public. That's the perfectly conditioned. And that's what democracy hinges on. Because the elite know that particular group will always swing in favor of what the big boys want them to think or do or how to vote and so on. Or even just to accept laws, for instance, without anger or indignation. That's what they count on. That's why they chose democracy, this term democracy that has different meanings for the New World Order. You can count on the bulk of the populace who are completely conditioned. Their only problem has always been the ones who can't be, the ones who are a bit wiser, for some reason, their conditioning, their inoculations didn't kill off enough brain cells or something, can still see what's going on, and they've always given them a problem down through the centuries. Therefore, that's why you're getting all the surveillance, personal surveillance, to find out not just who they are, but to keep tabs on everybody. And I've no doubt about it at all, little lights will blink on in their main computers at central command when someone's putting out real intelligence to someone else of real intelligence. That's what it's all about. They're quite happy with the 60% who are brain dead. There's no problem from them. They'll do whatever they're told. If they're told to line up and get shots of cyanide, they'll do it. As long as you tell them it's good for them, it'll happen. It's the ones who say, well, I'm not going to have that are the problem. It's interesting, too, that Lord Bertrand Russell advocated killing, exterminating those children that could not be, who are very, very intelligent, who could not be brought into under sponsorship by the elite and given special schooling. He said most of the time, up until his day, that's what they'd done. They'd given them scholarships to special schools and so on. And once they started to feel important and part of a more elite group, and then their pay packets came in eventually when they left universities, they would never leave that clique. But he said they would have to emotionally detach themselves from their family roots because they came from poor, lower class values. But he says for those children who could not be bribed over, he says we'd have to extirpate them, eradicate them. Because one or two people saying the right things with intelligence and facts to back it up in a certain way that even those who are under perfect conditioning can understand, the spell can be broken. Therefore, they're very dangerous people. Very dangerous. And it's always been that way. That's why they go after those who have the ability to just simply point out what really is. That's all you're doing, is pointing out what really is to those who are under the spell and suggestion of how it's supposed to be. We've all been looted, as I say. It's incredible that even in the 20s, I said this last night, that in the 20s they're showing old documentary clips of the riots that took place in the 20s when the big bankers looted the public. But today there's nothing. Have you noticed there's nothing at all? There's no demonstrations in the streets. We're back with more after this break. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Just talking about reality and suggestion, and what it boils down to is confidence. You see, a con man is a confidence man. That's what it means. He must get your confidence before he can rip you off. With a charming manner as well. They're very charming people generally, and that's what puts you at ease with them. And that's why you're conned. You have confidence in them. That's also what politicians are all about, you know, and how they create personas for them by the big marketing companies. They give them their personalities for the public, but it's not the real personality. They're just actors. The idea is that you would have confidence. And so for the left wing and the right wing, they'll give you the appropriate con man. And that's why the system has lasted so long, really. And it shouldn't have lasted so long because it's been so transparent at times. In fact, it's been shattered many times, but it still works, though, as long as someone else comes along, a new guy, and says all the right things again. It works like a charm. And people just keep voting. They keep voting, never realizing that their vote gives the government legal rights over them. All legal rights over them. That's why in Sovietized countries, and now in many other countries, including Australia, you have to vote by law so that the government can have authority over you. If you don't vote technically, legally, and their own strange religion, in fact, it can upset them when they have to pass laws over you and make you go along simply because all the rest have gone along. It's not tidy enough. It's not quite tidy. So they prefer you to vote to give them authority to do what they want with you. And under the definition of democracy, the only right the citizen has is to vote. That's it. You can't recall people. You can't kick them out of office. You can't say, wait a minute, you've gone in a completely different direction from all your election. It makes no difference. Your only right is to vote. That's what the Soviet systems, I say, gave you the choice of Politburo 1, 2, or 3 to vote for. They had the same kind of system in place. But confidence is very, very important. That's why the news anchor men and women are on the air with 10 different facelifts throughout the 50, 60 years they're there, because you've grown up with them. They keep them there until they're falling off the chairs and shaking with Parkinsonism, because you've got to have confidence in these characters. It's like mum or dad. You've grown up listening to them, and they're there every night at 6 p.m. staring you right in the face, you see. You don't realize they're reading a dummy board. It doesn't matter. To you, the viewer, they're familiar to you. You have confidence in them. And they'd never lie to you, obviously. That's why big news companies keep telling you they're the most trusted media on television. The CBC, the Communist Broadcasting Corporation of Canada, which is owned by the government, is a government station, our version of the BBC. They actually have ads on all the time telling you that Mr. Mansbridge and these guys, the most trusted newscaster in Canada. So even saying that apparently works. It must sort of reinforce the con, I guess. Confidence. And this leads into the story here, because this is from, again, Reuters, who routes the reality to you. So it's a safe story to read, obviously, since they printed it. And it's August the 27th, 2009. Featured broker-sponsored link, it says here. It says, New York, August 27th. The U.S. Federal Reserve, that's like the Bank of England or the Bank of Canada, has asked a federal judge not to enforce her order that it reveal the names of the banks that have participated in its emergency lending programs and the sums they received, saying such disclosure would threaten the companies and the economy. So disclosing the companies that ripped everybody off and were doing all these con games and Ponzi schemes, it would threaten the companies and the economy. Like, well, what economy are they talking about? The only economy that's left is this new con game of carbon taxes and trading carbon. It says the central bank filed its request on Wednesday, 2 days after Chief Judge Loretta Preska of the U.S. District Court in Manhattan ruled in favor of Bloomberg News, which had sought information under the Federal Freedom of Information Act. Preska said the Fed failed to show that revealing the names would stigmatize the banks and result in imminent and competitive harm. The Fed asked the judge not to require disclosure while it readies an appeal. Immediate release of these documents will cause irreparable harm to these institutions and to the board's ability to effectively manage the current and any future financial crisis, the central bank argued. What they're saying here is that it would significantly harm them, and they'd lose public confidence. Confidence. See, they're confidence men, con men, you see. That's what the story's all about, that, about the public losing confidence. Remember, to be ripped off by a con man, you've got to have confidence in the con man. He's a great fellow, great fellow. So here's the perpetrators, once again, ripping off the world, and then getting the government to put you down and your great-great-great-great-grandchildren 10 times removed from the future to pay off this massive, not even a loan, but massive gift to them by the taxpayer, by the government, which tells you who the government's working for. I hope people realize that's who the government works for. They don't work for the public. Why would you not fix something that was broken? Why would you keep it broken and reward the ones that rip you off? That tells you who they work for. It's rather simple, isn't it? It's a simple thing that should be taught in kindergarten. Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, trying to show people out there how confidence works and how confidence men really run the entire financial system, because it was always a confidence trick. Money in itself is a confidence trick. It's someone's idea that they manage to persuade others to accept. And they who run the money always run the world. It's so simple. It's very, very simple, isn't it? I used to wonder why people who really make things and carpenters and so on always lived at the bottom level. But those who dealt with money and ledgers and writing about money made all the money. I mean, something was wrong with this. I thought actually making things was more important to humanity. But it turns out it's not really. To be stinking rich in this world, you had to deal with money. You deal with money. That's your sole business, is dealing with money. That's how you get rich, because that's where all the cons are. Even Rothschild said it himself. He said, those who figure out the con, basically, of money and all the different kinds of compound interest, etc., and how they could never be paid off and all that kind of stuff, he said they'll never squeal, because they would be working in those institutions and profiting themselves well by it too. So it's a truth. It's a truth there, obviously. But go on to this article here from Reuters, where here's the Federal Reserve asking for secrecy on all the banks involved in the ripoffs and how much money they're getting, all the rest of it. It says, underlying the case is a similar one involving News Corp's Fox News Network, LLC. It's a question of how much the public has a right to know a question about how much the public has the right to know about how the government is bailing out a financial system in crisis. So really, we're discussing this over again. We're peasants. See, that's what they mean by the public. Do the public have a right to know? The public's to pay off all this debt, supposedly. Can never happen, by the way. But the elite are talking about, does the public have a right to know where their money is going? They say the Clearing House Association, LLC, which represents banks, in a separate filing supported the Fed's call for a delay. They said speculation that banks' liquidity is drying up could cause runs on deposits and trading partners to demand collateral. Survival, this is interesting, survival can depend on the ephemeral nature of public confidence. You know what ephemeral means? It's like when artists stand in front of an awful painting and wave their hands about and look upwards and around them. It's like in the air, it's in space, you know, it's real. That's what it's saying here. Survival can depend on the ephemeral nature of public confidence. Confidence again, you see. Clearinghouse General Counsel Norman Nelson wrote, experience in the banking industry has shown that when customers and market participants hear negative rumors about a bank, negative consequences inevitably flow. Well, this guy's a genius. He's a genius to figure that out, eh? Then it gives you a list of various banks involved and so on. And it's all the big ones as usual, you know. But nothing will happen because they'll get their way. They've always got their way. When governments have to go to these same big boys and ask for loans, cap in hand, you see. They don't want to go down as the president or the prime minister that bankrupted the country and they're kicked out immediately and hated. They don't want that. So they keep the con going, and they get well rewarded too. They also get ghost-written books for them that are ready to go a year before they even put pen to paper because someone else writes them. And they're always guaranteed, like Bill Clinton, $40 million in advance. I mean, there's a good payoff for you. That's not bad to start with, is it? You know, you haven't even left the office, haven't even started your book, and it's finished. And you're guaranteed $40 million right off the bat. That's a good payoff. That's how it happened. It's all quite legal, too, by the way. There's no laws about it to stop it. And as I said at the beginning of the show, too, the big names that came down through history as conspiracies and so on, and everybody poo-pooed and laughed at by the mainstream, are still at it. I mean, these are the Rothschilds. I've read the story a few months back where they're taking over most of the farming in India for GM foods and so on and utterly polluting the lands after they'd helped to crash the economy there, get the farmers off the lands, and bought them all up for peanuts. The old Rothschild trick happens every other century, and they do it very well. But this is from the Sunday Times, August the 30th, 2009. Now, remember, Nathan Meyer Rothschild is also the one who really is behind the big carbon trading funds that all goes through his bank. And I read an article, again, a few months ago, where he was advocating this, that it all goes through his private bank in Switzerland, the family bank, the main one, you know, where all the family's involved. So they get their big cuts off all these carbon tradings that the governments and big corporations are making a lot of money on. But he's going after the roadways as well. He wants to privatize all of Britain's roads, and no doubt other countries as well. Sunday Times, August 30th, 2009. This is Rothschild pitches motorway privatization plan. This is a radical plan to raise £100 billion by privatizing the motorway network has been presented to the three main political parties by N.M. Rothschild, the influential investment bank. Now, again, here, did anyone vote him in? Huh? I mean, supposing your plumber, the representative of your plumbers association, went forward with this, we'd laugh, wouldn't we? Technically, we should laugh at this guy because his speciality supposedly is in just counting money, figuring out cons, and to doing multiple loans and so on with compound interest. So here he is going to the government with a plan to raise all this money. And he's going to do it, of course, because he wants to help the public, I'm sure. He doesn't say that here, but it's altruistic, I'm sure. £100 billion by privatizing the motorway network presented to the three main political parties by N.M. Rothschild. Rothschild, here's how it was worded in the Masonic Britain. An architect of several privatizations, quite several, I'd say a few hundred, made its pitch in the weeks running up to the summer recess on July 21st. Whitehall sources say bankers told leading politicians that the sale of the roads, overseen by the Highways Agency, all motorways and most big trunk roads, could help revive battered public finances. Here's the bankers who's ripped off the whole country, going for their next thing that they want. That's just astonishing. Could help revive the battered public finances. Toll road companies and infrastructure funds would compete to operate and maintain stretches of the network. Here's the versions, though. It's interesting. One version of the scheme, the government would pay for upkeep through a system of shadow tolls. Now, government doesn't make anything. They take your money, tax money, right? So how could government, the taxpayer, would pay for the upkeep? That's what private public means. Through a system of shadow tolls. Shadow tolls. A more radical and less politically palatable option would be for companies to charge motorists directly through toll booths or electronic card readers. The Royal Automobile Club Foundation, a motorist group, advocated privatisation in a report last week. Well, they're on the payroll of you-know-who. The first word tells you, Royal. So, life is a joke, isn't it? Life is really a big joke. As the most incredible cons are pulled off in front of your eyes. And you know darn well that the government will put this up for bidding, as you well know, and every government contract says that the lowest bidders or the highest bidders will not necessarily be accepted because they won't tell you this, because they've already chosen who it's to go to. Always, always, even in your local governments, that's how it works. And they'll sell it off for peanuts because they've sold everything else that the taxpayer built and funded and built up for peanuts off in Britain and pretty well the rest of the British Commonwealth countries as well. Quite something, eh? But that's a confidence trick. And it's so blatant, you see. I used to wonder why they said knights were bold. These knights, they're always getting knighted. And why were they bold? Why is there a K in front of a knight, like K-knight? But knights are bold. It's because they're audacious. That means they'll do the audacious thing, audacity. Something you'd never think of in the heat of battle or whatever. And that's what they do. They're audacious and bold. They pull things off where we're standing with gaping mouths, saying no one would do that, and they do it. That's that simple. That simple. And confidence, eh? Confidence tricks. Well, the United Nations is really the most evil thing, I think, that these characters have designed in all their long histories for takeover. The United Nations is a Sovietized system that uses Marxian principles to bring about what they call equality, even to the extent where they'll do reverse discrimination and say there is, and I've read the stories, and this happened in Australia, where reverse discrimination is actually good. You see? They can twist your reality and your logic into upside down in all kinds of ways, not to bring in equality, but to destroy all that was before and all culture that existed before, because culture, where it was cohesive, could stand up against the big boys. So they create chaos and then they bring out a new order. That's how it works. It's simplistic. And part of United Nations, the World Health Organization, which I think really deals out more death than health because it's all to do with population control, the World Health Organization in their 2006 report said, and I've read the articles before, if they go and create enough panic and fear amongst the public to make them all go in a certain direction, they can get them to take their shots every year, to make the herd take their shots every year. Panic and scary scenarios. Remember that those articles I read? Give them scary scenarios. Terrify them. And that's what the swine flu nonsense is all about. Here's from the Mail Online. It says here, the swine flu call centres where the staff have nothing to do but play cards in Trivial Pursuit, 29th of August 2009. Two swine flu call centres are to close just weeks after opening because staff have been spending most of their time playing cards and board games. Hundreds of thousands of pounds of taxpayers' money, that's how much they put at this to begin a big con, you see, has been squandered after around 1,200 workers were employed to deal with the expected deluge of anxious calls. because they really were hyping all this nonsense up in the media. And they set up these call centers to deal with hysterical people. But staff said far fewer calls were made than predicted, and supervisors allowed them to play cards and games such as Trivial Pursuit Monopoly to help pass the long hours between calls. One said that for most of the 4 weeks he was working at the National Health Center service in Farnborough, Hampshire, each staff member took on an average of just 2 5-minute calls per 8-hour shift. 10 minutes per your job for the day, that's not bad, eh? He said the whole thing has been a fiasco. It seems to have been a complete knee-jerk reaction set up with no real thought. Well, I'll contradict that. No, this was set up with real thought, all right, because they must keep the con going. They're training the herd through scary scenarios to go and get your flu shots. And the 2006 World Health Organization said if they can convince the public through mandatory stuff and threats and fear that you've got to take the shots, then they can start giving them shots every year, not just for flu, but for constant boosters every year of their life for the rest of their lives. That's the agenda, folks. That's from the World Health Organization's own website. I've got all the stuff here. I said, I can understand the government has to prepare for the worst, but this was just ludicrous. They could have put these two centers into one about a quarter of the size and still had scores of spare lines in case things got bad, which they never, of course. They've squandered a vast amount of public money needlessly. The National Pandemic Flu Service, which comprises phone lines and a website, was launched last month. And now, as I say, they're doing everything except knitting, because nothing's happening. But that won't stop the agenda. That will not stop the agenda. I've said it before, it's the same with the global warming fiasco. When these guys make their plans and they get things rolling, they will never alter direction. Even if they made them 50 years ago, they will never alter their direction. That's why I urge you to read the books written by the big players from the early 1900s onwards, because they outline the whole century and beyond for you. So that's your fiasco with the swine flu, and they're going to go ahead with it. And it's really just to get you used to taking all different kinds of shots. And again, give you cancer viruses and various diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and stuff like that, chronic fatigue. Because they don't want a healthy population. Now, they've been complaining through the Optimum Population Trust and many other foundations. There's just too many people. And they should be thinking about death, not just medical healing, but actual death, making you live shorter lives. That's what they mean by it. Now, the great United Nations, as I say, you just really can't go. You've got to read Huxley, as I say, Julian Huxley, the first CEO of UNESCO at the United Nations. United Nations report advocates teaching masturbation to five-year-olds. This is Wednesday, August 26, 2009, by Joseph Abrams, and this is from Fox News. United Nations is recommending that children as young as five receive mandatory sexual education that would teach even pre-kindergartners about masturbation and topics like gender violence. Pre-kindergarten. The United Nations Economic, Social and Cultural Organization, which is UNESCO, cultural organization, it's to make a standard culture for the world, but not a nice happy one. It's to be a sovietized, planned one of indoctrination. We released a 98-page report in June offering a universal lesson plan for children ranging in age from 5 to 18, an informed approach to effective sex, relationships, and HIV education that they say is essential for all young people. And I remember before, going to Edge Huxley, he said they'd have to destroy marriage by promoting pre-pubertal sex and making it basically an obsession. Well, look at television today and turn on much music, and you'll see teeny boppers, little children, dancing to it. It says the UN insists that the program is age-appropriate, but critics say it's exposing children to sex far too early and offers up abstract ideas like transphobia. Transphobia. They might not even understand. No kidding. At that age, they should be learning about the proper name of certain parts of their bodies, says Michelle Turner, or Michael Turner, president of Citizens for Responsible Curriculum. Certainly about, not about masturbation. Turner was disturbed by UNESCO's plans to explain to children as young as nine about the safety of legal abortions. See, these are ideology, political ideology has been taught here. And when it comes to abortions, as I say, it's nothing to do with, don't get involved in individual stories and emotions. You won't see the forest for the trees. Remember, their plan is to bring in a stage where you'll have to get permission to have a child at all. And not because you're a good or bad parent, by the way, but if you've got the right genes. It's eugenics. And yet you had to devalue human life. That was, again, something that Julian Huxley said, the first CEO of UNESCO. Get them to devalue human life, and it could be brought about by starting abortions and then euthanasia for the elderly and what they called the unfit, people who had psychiatric problems or could have, or mental abnormalities. That's already been done, by the way. People are being aborted for that already. Back with more after these messages.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Alan Watts, we're cutting through the matrix, just finishing up with UNESCO with their latest plans. I read something two years ago where they wanted this kind of stuff to be taught in the classrooms, where they actually do it in the classrooms. That's to create a sort of orgiastic society, the kind that Plato talked about in the Republic to an extent, where all women would be in common. In other words, every woman would be a walking prostitute, basically, without needing a reward for it. Now, that's pretty well happened today, if you haven't noticed. I think that happened by itself. Nothing happens by itself, because all morality is either made by the culture as a preserving influence for survival. And when that's all destroyed, begets what you have today. And that's all you see on television. It's just sex, sex, sex. And of course, they won't bond with anyone. That's the main reason for it. They won't bond for a mate for life, and they won't have children. That's what it's all about. And here's another one here, just to finish off how silly and stupid it all gets once the government gets into action. Hairdressers, and terror alert, Evening Star. This is the 25th of the 8th, 2009. Anti-terror police are quizzing hundreds of hairdressers in Suffolk to see if they're storing peroxide, which authorities fear could be used to make a bomb. The inquiry, which involves checking every salon in the county, is to find out how much of the chemical which is being used in hair bleach is being stored and if it's being kept in a safe place. Barbers and stylists are being asked where they get their supplies from, how much they use, where it's kept, and if their premises have CCTV cameras or are fitted with a burglar alarm. The hairdressers are also being urged to report any theft of peroxide to police immediately. But busy Sudbury barber Lee Haynes said, "I thought it was a wind-up when I got a phone call, or a wind-up when I got a phone call. They said they were involved in a police anti-terrorism check. They want to know how much peroxide I had on the premises and where it was kept under lock and key. We hardly use this stuff here, but I was told that unless I gave full details, they would send an officer around to check. The chemical is part of the colouring or bleaching process, but most women's salons use, where it's most commonly used, would probably get through less than a litre a week." A spokesman for Suffolk Police defended the survey being carried out under the guidance of the Forces Counter-Terrorism Unit. Why don't they do the same for these guys as they do with the ones that were working on the flu information centres where they're playing Monopoly and cards? Why don't they just give them board games to play? Because they can't find terrorism. They've got to go creating it or looking for it. Everything is such a farce today. Utter farce. Very expensive farces, but that's okay because you'll all pay for it, you see. Incredible, isn't it? You create a police state across the whole planet, and when nothing's happening, they're going through salons and barber shops to count liters of hydrogen peroxide or peroxide per bleaching here. They could pick anything, you know, anything at all in your kitchen and do the same thing with your homes. That'll be next. That'll be next too. Or even see if you've got matches. Maybe eventually you have to get a license to have matches. Wouldn't that be something? Why not? In the world of make-believe that we all live in here, anything's possible when they're on a roll. And after all, we've swallowed enough in the past, haven't we? Whole sewages, seas of sewage we've swallowed. Well, no wonder they're laughing at us at the bottom, at the very, very top. They're laughing and laughing and laughing at us. Well, from Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, where I do need your donations to come in, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent international